is the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban, after the Rambam goes through his list of Tariq Mitzvahs, and 248 Mitzvahs Haseh, 365 Lois Haseh's. Ramban argues with them in different places. As the Sogos at the end, he says he has a list of what he feels the Rambam forgot. Shichas Halavin Ladas Ramban. These are the losses that the Rambam forgot. That's the lesson of the Ramban. He forgot them. He didn't write them. So, Hamitzah Hashniya. This is the Ramban talking. Hamitzah Hashniya Shinimnanu Shalom Nishkach Maimen Harsinai. There's a law in the Torah, according to the Ramban, there's a law in the Torah, a person cannot forget Maimen Harsinai. We cannot remove Maimon HaSinai from our thought process. We have to focus on that and think about our eyes and our hearts. We should be thinking about Maimon HaSinai all the days. Hu Amar Yisrael, and that's the Pasuk. Yishom Lecha Ushur Nafshecha Ma'od. You have to be very careful. The lashon of the psukim, it's if you count the amount of lashonis in the pasuk, yishom lecha, u'shmor nafshecha me'od, pen tishkach, u'pen yasur mevavcha, v'hidatam levanecha, yom asher amatei v'tein Hashem lekecha b'charev. Don't forget that day. The Rosh Hashanah put on obviously, the Rosh Hashanah has a cheshbon and everything that he does. He put on a tremendous show for Klal Yisrael. He created Maimon HaSinai in a way which was impacted Klal Yisrael. And we have a mitzvah, we have a lois hasei in the Torah, a double lois hasei. Hishomer lecha loshon, hishomer is loshon of a lav. Shmor nafshecha is another lav. Pan is also a lav. Pan yisur mavavcha is another lav. So you have four lavin, right? And then you have a mitzvah say, v'hidatam al-benech v'dei v'nech, yomer shemantiv v'hashem l'kecha b'chayv. Remember Maimon HaSinai. It's not enough to believe in the Bereshit Torah. Not enough to believe in the Nitzchias of Torah. You need to believe in Maimon HaSinai. You need to think about Maimon HaSinai. It has to impact you. They say from Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Aaron Zatzal said that why is it that the Psukim B'chlal do not connect Shavuos to Matan Torah? Now Chazal HaMaisa did, because Nusach HaTfila is Chag HaShavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And then, of course, the Magen Rama has the kasha, because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, where we pass, according to that, they celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, one day, and we pass the Kribbe Kiva, that Matan Torah was on Zion B'Sivan. So it's interesting that we should say Mizman Matan Torah Zeinu in Eretz Yisrael one day. It's not Takanat Zman Matan Torah Zeinu. And Chutz Lor, it's the first day you're saying Zman Matan Torah Zeinu. It's not Zman Matan Torah Zeinu. The Torah never connects the Yantar of Shuas at all to Matan Torah. It's not. There's no zecher of it in the Chumash anywhere. It's called Yom Kippurim. It's called Chag HaShavuos. Atzeres Hashem. It's called all these wonderful names. It's not called Matan Torah in the Torah. Why not? He says because Matan Torah you're supposed to think about every single day. Ramban says there's a chiyuv. According to Ramban, there's a lav deraisa every single day to forget not to think about the Maimon HaSinai. And the Bresham gave Torah in a tremendous oifet, a tremendous pumbi. And the Bresham seared into our hearts awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through that process. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Klaius was overwhelmed by it. The Chazal talk about how Klaius still jumped back to Yud Beis Mill. And they died, the Shamas left their bodies, and Bresham sent the Tal Shal Tchia, he did Tchia Sameisim, and revived them, and went through the second Dibur. The Chazal talked about how every single Dibur, it created a smell of Besamim, which filled the whole Bria with the smell of Besamim. All the Umas Olam were aware of the fact that Bresham was giving to, they kept the bill on what's going on. It sounds like the tremendous, there was Carlos and Brokim and Gavaldik, all the Umas Olam, the Chazal say, went to Bilam. So they were, and what's going on? This is not a problem, he's giving his nation the Torah. All of that is part of our chiyuv to understand what Maimon HaSinai is. So that's constant. He says, And the truth is, every time we learn a piece of Gemara, the Chazal talk about the musig of, there's a musig of you should do it, we don't do it anymore, but the Gemara says you should do it, be'emo, be'ira, be'reses, be'zeyah, just like Kleisos, Makabal Torah, be'emo, be'ira, be'reses, be'zeyah. The Gemara talks about it in a few places, the Gemara talks about it, the Sugim Brachas, you had the third parak. Chazal asked about Kerry because he felt the aim of your rest of his age. You can't learn Torah. Person's supposed to learn Pesach Gemara. Person's supposed to, you know, be learning the Bereshim's Torah with a tremendous pachad. He's like he's mamish, like he's in my Mamre Har Sinai. He opens the Gemara with the trembling of the aim of your rest of his age. Chazal say that till a certain the Siman Mishnah, they wouldn't sit when they were learning. How could you sit? People came very weak and they couldn't maintain the process of only standing for learning. Rashiva Gifty used to always talk about, you know, he says, you know, he had his I'm not sure where he learned his phrases, but I imagine it's from the Midwest, because he was in Cleveland for so many years. He says he can't understand how a bacher could sit, lean back, drink his can of soda pop, as he used to call it, soda pop, and learn a Gemara. So Gemara, you sit by the word, you tremble by the Gemara. Be'ema be'yir, rest of the Zayir. The Bereshim is talking to you. That's constant. So what if, what's this? You don't tie in Shavuos to Matan Torah, because you tie in every day that you learn into Matan Torah. Right. So Chazal said, you know, there's some connection. Chazal saw the Dafka, that connection. The Torah Dafka doesn't do that, because the Torah wants to stress and bring home to you that we need to feel that Hargosha, that wasn't just that the Bereshim gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah in a significant way, because he wanted to impact our neshamas, the message, the significance of Torah. And Rabban learns it's alive on the Torah. It would come through a Navi, the Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though we knew that it was true, Moshe Rabbeinu, we had no doubt. We would not be for sure that we could maintain our standards against that Navi. Our stance against that Navi. We know for sure it came directly to us. Nachish kol chaylik. We would deny any type of claim otherwise. So we'd say he's a shakran. We know. So the person gives him my office, and my office, that right now it's daytime. It's not. But he made lightning and this and that. That's beautiful, but it's nighttime. I know it's a fact. There's no Shiloh. We know Klor. It's the Bari Olam talking to him. Bari Olam came and spoke to man, and he said, this is what it is. So Rosh Hashanah did it in such a way. We have such a clarity of Yediyah. And that's the Tarshish of. We know for sure that this person is lying. Okay. That's the Rambam. So what's up in the Rambam? The Rambam didn't list it. So comes along the Megillah Sefer, which is the answer to the Rambam's time. Says in the early Kimashalim Menor Harav. So why didn't the Rambam list it in the Tayag Mitzvah as such a command? The Fisha Gamazois, he mitzvah Kalelis Kolatarakula. The Rambam has a Yesod in the beginning of his Shroshim, in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam. Remember, because what happened? Because Chazal came along, and the Gemara Makkah says there's 613 mitzvahs. That's all the Gemara tells me. It doesn't tell me anything more than that. It doesn't tell me what they are. So the Baha came along, was one of the first swarm after the Gemara. Okay, he made a chesh for the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam was not very happy with his calculation. The Rambam disagreed, and he says he's going to give you a list of the 613 mitzvahs. Before he did that, he made rules. He developed rules, which he thought, you know, he proved, according to his thought process, these are the rules which what gets a right to go into the 613 mitzvahs and what doesn't. One of his rules is that a mitzvah which is a mitzvah kolelis doesn't go in. Right? It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rosh Hashanah says, keep the Torah. Like, the person says, keep the Torah. That's a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That's part of the standard. It's not one of the Torah. It's a mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah is talking to us. You know, is it one of the 613 commandments? It's not. Because that's a basic yisoid of keeping all the Torah. Yeah, obviously, we're supposed to keep the Torah. That's not a prat that Bershom was giving a specific mitzvah about. So it's called a mitzvah kolel. So Rambam says the mitzvah kolel is not counted in the minyan of the Taryag mitzvah. It's not that it's not a mitzvah, right? But it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. She says, this is a mitzvah kolel. This is the yisoid of the whole Torah. And he says, you know, what's it? This is it. This is our clarity and our yediyah and our confidence that we know that this is the word of this is the word of the very Olam. This is the word of God. We know that. We don't. It's not just we believe. You know, I believe. It's not I believe. I know. I know b'yediyah brura. I have no doubts. It's a fact. Now the truth is, the Rambam of the Maisa says it. Rambam in Sadeh Torah, Parakhes, Halacha Bey, Halacha Aleph Bey, he goes to Maimon Har Sinai. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, Lohamino Boya, Yisov, and Neha Oysa, Shaosa. We didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Oysis that he did, because if you do Oysis, you know, there's always a possibility a person can, you know, ask questions. Maybe he did it with Kishuv, somebody else does a knife, other Oysis, otherwise, Mehechateisi. We heard directly, we saw directly. We saw the fire, we heard the kailas, we saw the lapidim. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu going into the Rafa. We heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. He says, how do we know that Maimon Har Sinai is the source of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, and that's Hinei Anochi Bo Yelecha Ba'av Ve'onon Bavur Yishma Ha'am V'Dabri Himoch V'Gam B'Chol Yaminu Lo'olam. The Rosh Hashanah was maftiach to Moshe Rabbeinu that now, by the fact that the Klai Yisrael hear as I speak to you, they'll know that it's the way it's going to be. So this is the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go? The Rosh says, he knew the Klai Yisrael maybe would not believe. The Rosh says, don't worry. Even though right now there's going to be a question of Sufik, there will come a moment where there's a clarity. The moment of the clarity is the moment when we stand by Har Sinai. Interesting. There's actually a chazal. It says Chayvan Lir Shazatzik Kilehu Omer Bar Sinai. Same with chazal. Chayvan Lir Shazatzik Kilehu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Chazal have also a lashon. Chayvan Lir Shazatzik Kilehu Omer Bar Sinai. And maybe the approach, we would think the approach is the same way we do the approach towards Yetzias Mitzrayim. We think about the Midrashim, we try and picture what happened, we try and picture the impact that it had, we responded in it, and we think about Mermon HaSinai, and we think about the impact that it had, and we think of the message that it had to Klal Yisrael. And we live in Nebuch, in a Dor Yosem. The Ramban says, so what was the guarantee? He says, because a child knows the father would not tell him a lie. We won't be made shaker to our children. So the child who wasn't there by Har Sinai will hear his father's stories about what happened to Har Sinai. He'll hear those stories and it'll be clear to him that that's what happened. And that child will tell his children. There'll be no question that from generation to generation they have that clarity. Our generation doesn't have that Messiah anymore. We don't have somebody telling us, I heard from my father, or heard from his father. We don't have that anymore. We get it out of the books. We get it out of I heard it from my Rebbe. You know, how did he know? Because he read it in a book. We saw it in the Medrash. So it's not the same. But that's Chazal. Take it back to this musaq be'ema be'yir b'reses of Isaiah. The goal is we need to make it real enough to try in the hair what it means that the Bereshit spoke to a human being. Nevuah is a mind boggling. Our minds really should not be able to grasp the concept of Nevuah. You see from the Rambam, when he describes Nevuah, the process of a Navi, what happened to Navi, he says the Navi loses his whole being. Because the word of the Bari Olam doesn't fit into a human being. It just doesn't fit. And Klal Yisrael Taka lost their being. They died. The Neshamas left their body. And they were revived. And they did it again. And finally says, we can't handle this. A human being can't handle this process of having a Dibur of the Kadosh Baruch Hu being said to them. What does it mean, the true being, the creator, the infinite being, the creator, the one who gives reality, creates the world, and gives it its reality, and the fact that he gives it its existence every moment. And I don't really exist other than in his mind. What does it mean he talks to human beings? It's just like, what do the words mean? Like, not because it's a past, yes, a past nish. It's another question. Just like, how do you communicate? How do we have an existence which should exist when we're having that experience, total experience of awareness of the Bari Olam, which Betzim, in a certain sense, negates our reality? How do you do that? And it left a tremendous impact on the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Gemara. That's what the Ramban is telling you. That's what Chazal is telling you. They tell you, you have to learn the Gemara, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'restes, and Be'zei, the same way they did it by Har Sinai. Because this is what it means to learn the Bereshit Mitzrayim. It's the word of God speaking to you. And that's not a melitza. It's not like, it's like we're learning the Devar Hashem. I was reading a biography recently. First time was Nifter, so his Rashi was masked at him. The young man was Nifter. So the Rashi was masked at him. Orchaimakadosh says that people would understand what it means to learn Torah. If a person would understand what it means to learn Torah, what it means to learn the Baruch Shalom's Torah, what it means to be able to connect to the word of the create of the one who gives existence, they would be kimish tageya. They would be functioning like a meshugana. they'd be so overwhelmed by the experience. They really wouldn't understand what it is. They would just go out of their mind from excitement. Like every word of Torah is that moment. He says, this Talmud was that Meshugana. He says, the result should be a tremendous simcha. The Klal Yisrael were called upon on the day of Shavuos, which is the day of Matan Torah, to celebrate. We are such fascinating, our Torah is fascinating, Chazal are fascinating, and human beings are fascinating. Right? The day was the day of trembling. Chaisa goes to Har Sinai and Pashat, they die once, they die twice, there's Tchias HaMesim, there's, you know, right? And we remember that. So let's celebrate with lunch. Kulam Barim, Shavuos, you need Lucha. Right? You got to have lunch. You got to, according to Eliezer and any of the Yomtiv, you can opt. Pesach, you want to opt to sit in the base medrash and learn all day Gezuntai. You won't eat, the first night you have to eat matzah, then you have to eat matzah. After that, you can sit in the base medrash and learn 7 days straight, not touch a morsel, and you're Mekai in the midst of Sechmos Yomtiv, because Kulul Hashem. Sukkis, the Zalbazach. Eliezer says. Rosh Hashanah, no problem. Shavuos, you have to have lunch. So Rangel would have said, Pesach, you should eat something. Shavuos, Pashut, you'd be like, Behemoth a year of rest of Zaya, how can I eat lunch? How can I have a Suda? How can I celebrate through a Suda? Human beings are fascinating beings. The Mor says, there's a word from Rebbe Meir Bloch Tzatzal, where Rebbe Meir said that the Russians did not let the Malachim say Shir by the time of Kriyas Yam Suf, when the Mitzrayim are being destroyed. The Russians did not let the Mitzrayim say a Shira. Chaisel said a Shira. So why is Chaisel allowed to say a Shira? So the Malt says the Terence, you know, Klaisal didn't Balanes, and Balanes is a Chiv to say Shira, whereas the Malachim were bystanders, so they're cheering for the Jewish side, but then they have to feel bad for the non-Jewish side, you know, the two teams, you know, you feel good for this team that they won, but this team lost, you know, you have to feel bad, you know. He said, no, it's not the Pshat. A Malach, his Metzias is that he does a Shlichus. His Metzias is whatever he does, that's him. There's nothing that two Malachim doing one Shlichus, because they're not two Malachim, they're the same Malach. The Metzias of Malach is defined by what he does. So the Malach says Shira, that's all he does. There's no other element in his being, whatever his being it looks like, other than Shira. A human being can contain in himself contradictory emotions at the same time. He could say Shira and feel bad at the same time. And both are true emotions. Says the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva once was sitting, Turnus Rufus of Russia decided he wants to be trying to bring down Rabbi Kiva, so he's going to be machshel him in averus. He set his wife to attempt to seduce Rabbi Kiva. So she walks in. Rabbi Kiva sees her for a moment, and the Mechazal said he was rock sachachubacha. He spat, he laughed, and he cried. The Gemara goes on and says, what each one represented. It says that's a human being. That he was able to have three different emotions at the same time. It's funny, it's crying, and it's disgusting. All in one moment. That's godless Adam. Godless Adam is that we can contain both. We're able to sit b'yira and b'simcha at the same time. Gilu b'radiksiv. Now, there's sometimes we're not gila barada. The Morris says that, you know, that they got overwhelmed by the chasna one time, so he broke up the chasna of a glass. So, boy, gila barada. There's gil, there's, right? Mama simcha, gila, barada at the same time with trembling. Only the godless Adam, a human being, can do that. So we come to our Sinai, we come to Yeshua's, and we say, we tremble at that moment. But isn't there another Hargosh at that moment at the same time? The Russian chose us as a nation to be Zeucha to have that Maimed. We feel that mind. We feel that. We feel that with all of our bones. And the pachad of what it means. A person that stands by Gemara, he has a pachad of learning a Gemara. I'm learning the word of a Kaddish Baruch. I can't take this lightly. The responsibility of the world lies on my shoulders. I'm about to probe the secrets of the atom. And if I get it right, I can take that nuclear energy and accomplish tremendous things. If I get it wrong, the world's going to blow up. That's what it means to learn a Blatt of Gemara. That's what it means. If you get it right, you save the world. If you get it wrong, you put together two things which are wrong, you create an element of, and not emes in the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to impact the Gatz of Bria. It's a pachad nerve to learn about Blatt of Gemara. But isn't it such a schus to learn Blatt of Gemara? Is there any greater schus than be able to sit there, that scientist who's sitting in that laboratory, and sitting in the gigantic collider over there, studying the particle in the atom, knowing that he has responsibility of what he does? If he gets it right, he's going to help the world. If he gets it wrong, he's going to destroy the world. And he sits there with tremendous pachad, the responsibility of what he's doing. He says, but he's the one who's sitting there. Nobody else. Isn't that a tremendous schus that he has? To be that person who has that responsibility? It's only to look at responsibility, something which, you know, we're scared of. The truth is, when we think about it, that that's not really true. Any position that a person has, that he moves forward, say, wow, that's chashav, I like to be like that, really? You want to switch to my job? I'm asking. I have a lot of responsibilities that you don't have. I'd rather be able to, you know, drop the whole thing, go find some curl in some, you know, some community who nobody knows who I am, just never, you know, sit and learn. Be gewaldig. Don't think I don't think about it sometimes. But isn't it a tremendous schus to do what I do? It always works like that. So that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was given, they were charged, and they were given, was seared into the neshama, that we're dealing with the most important thing in the Gatz of Bria. We're dealing with the most important thing in the Gatz of Bria. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to us. This is the purpose of the creation. And we get it right, we brought the creation to its fruition, its purpose, and its existence. And we further the Kaddish Baruch Hu's shame in the Bria, and the Gantz of Bria will come to its tachlis. And if I get it wrong, the Bria will come to its tachlis. It's a pachad neira. That's what a king is. The king isn't this, you know, little individual, you know, whatever he does, whatever he does, he's a king. So I'd like to be the king. That's why I'm sure to be the king. It's a pachad nerah to be a king. Any move you do can affect millions of people. Now, some of them couldn't care less, right? You know, that's the taka did. But if a person who has a true heart and a true mind, he says, ah, 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 he sits there overwhelmed every morning by the fact that what his responsibilities are. We're kings. We're Molechas Karnim. That's what the Barsham says. How am I supposed to get that message to you? I gave you the Torah. So, you know, you got to get that message. You got to really hear it. The way you're going to hear it is by the wrappings. Right? I give you a present. You know, instead of what the present is, you don't really know what the present is. You don't know, you never really studied this thing, etc. So Chazal saying, there's a matana, you know, there's a mitzvah when you give a matana to explain it to the person what it is. So the person really appreciates what you received. I remember once hearing a tape from Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal. He says, if you give a person a watch which has 21 jewels, not in the gay anymore, the whole thing, but okay, when the world, when the gay had to talk about there was 21 jewels in the watch, keep the paper in there which says there's 21 jewels in the watch. Who knows what 21 jewels are? That's a real issue. I'm dating myself very much by that statement. it's such a chashuv watch. The jewels were the spring system needed a certain type of precision, what they used to use jewels for. So the more jewels were, the more precise it was. It wasn't a question of precious gems, right? So it was. There was a tremendously precise and perfect timekeeper. That's what I gave you. So keep the paper in and tell me that. Bershom says, how am I going to get the message to you? Right, Bershom sends me a message. Okay, Bershom. No, doesn't get the message across. Try it again. No, Bershom says, I got to come up with a good answer. The Bershom made my man Harsina. That's the package. That's the wrapping to let you understand what you got. So we can't forget that, because otherwise we don't understand. Megillah Esther, we don't understand what we got otherwise. We need to constantly remember what it is. So that impacts putting on tefillin, that impacts davening, that impacts lashon hara, that impacts bittul Torah, impacts everything. Because that's the package of explaining to you what you got. And the result should be pachad neuro. I just was given them, you know, this gigantic bomb, and well, it's my bomb. They decide what to do with it. Well, that's really kosher. Like, I enjoy having bombs, you know, right? Because this could also save the world. That's what the Ramban is saying. We can't forget for a moment. Our Eino Libeino have to be there, constantly there, to remind ourselves what we have. Otherwise, we learn a Gemara, we learn some Chumash, and you know, we learn it. That's what it is. We don't understand the preciousness of what we have, the precious opportunity that we have to learn the word of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just to finish off, I always had this hargasha. I once heard from somebody that says that in Kelm, they had a Seder in the winter, Shabbos morning, they had a Seder to learn 5 minutes. They had a 5 minute Seder. That was the Seder. The Seder was 5 minutes long. Why 5 minutes Seder? Because that's all they had time for. I never understood it once I was talking to somebody who lived in Manchester. Manchester and Kelm are in the same latitude. So he explained to me that in the winter, the day is so short, sunrise is so late, and sunset is so early, that you get up for Shabbos morning, you daven Shacharis, you daven Musaf, you eat the Suda, you daven Mincha, you eat the Suda, you daven Maariv. That's the day. Then a 5 minute Seder. Because 5 minutes of learning is a chashav azach. 5 minutes of learning. A person came to the stipler, he says he's nothing matzliach in his learning. So the stipler says, can you read a Mishnah? He said, yeah, I can read a Mishnah. Do you understand the Mishnah? I understand the Mishnah. He says, what do you mean not be matzliach in your learning? You learned the Mishnah, you learned the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A word of the Mishnah is precious. Like, another word of the Mishnah is vital precious. So what do you mean? Yes, because compared to the guy next to you who's learning the Reb Chaim Brisker, so you feel like you've been, what are you accomplishing? But that makes the word of the Mishnah less precious? The word of the Mishnah is precious. That's our tzugang to what it means to learn. And that's what the Reb Chaim HaKadosh is saying. It says, if we understand that, we would have a major problem. The people wouldn't be able to function. They'd be how do you stop learning? Like, how do you go eat lunch? I know I need the lunch. It's healthy. It's important. I need it for my health. It's such a, but another word of Torah. It's a sogashmak. Such a special opportunity. This Talmud he was talking about, they say a story with him one time. He says that the Shivas of Talmuds, and they were up in the mountains. They didn't have any air conditioning. So he went out. They set out right off the davening. He sat down outside. He took a sefer. 9 o'clock, it was like 8:30 in the morning. It's warm out. Sat learned for 12 hours straight, didn't move. There was no breakfast, there was no lunch. Mincha was like right before Shkia. And he didn't move for 12 hours. He didn't move for 12 hours. Just put himself into the safer. Didn't move for 12 hours. So somebody topped him and said, it's time for Mincha. I'm not there. I have no, you know. But that's what it should look like. What do you mean? It's like, you know, it's like eating cake, you know, like, gosh, more cake. It's just, I mean, like, what are you running from? It's almost, I gotta go. Oh, God. It's the most geschmacka thing in the world. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's the purpose. That one word of Torah, one Mishnah, 5 minutes of learning is 5 minutes of learning. We need to generate that attitude. It's a 5 minutes of learning, so we want more of it. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're standing on the cusp of Maimon of Shavuos Matan Zman Matan Torasenu Maimon Har Sinai, and it's being mispronounced on the precious wrapping the Bershom gave when he gave us the Torah, the tremendous way that he did it to give us to drive home that message, what it means, the precious opportunity we have to learn the word of a Kaddish Baruch Hu.